Hi, I'm Alex Roman, executive editor of Metro Magazine, and welcome to Metrospectives. My guest today is Charles Torito, Chief Growth Officer for Hayden AI. Today, Torito joins me to discuss automated technology, its benefits for public transit today, and what it may hold for the future. Hope you enjoy the conversation, and thanks for joining us. Well, great, Charles, thanks for joining me today. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. Thanks for joining Metrospectives. I think we're going to have a nice talk about AI and technology in general. So wanted to first start with those that aren't familiar with Hayden AI. Can you give us a little background on what it is you guys do?
Sure. You know, once again, thanks for having me on the show today. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you a little bit more about Hayden AI's mission, but also about, in general, ways that we can enhance transportation networks. You know, our mission is to deliver and to develop artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies that really help revolutionize how governments and businesses solve real world problems. From technologies like bus lane and bus stop enforcement to digital twin modeling and more, our mobile perception platform is a tool that can be used to enhance transportation, to enhance the safety of our streets, and ultimately to create a more sustainable future.
Right. And I know, off camera, we're talking about your travels and kind of getting out there and listening to what the industry has to say. What are some of the challenges they're facing right now?
You know, I think overall, there are any number of different geographies where we've been, the challenges are the same. And those are, one, rebounding from a COVID world. How do you get people back using public transportation? Two, how do you deliver service that has better speed and reliability than we've had before? And then three, what are some ways that we can use all of this data to really power, I think, a stronger network? There's no question that there are any number of quote unquote smart city technologies out there, but really taking those technologies and applying them to different transit networks or different government functions has been a challenge. And so our goal is to help do that.
And AI can help in a lot of different ways. Can you talk first about, how it kind of can bring equity to our roads?
Yeah, I think AI is a great tool for that. I think one of the elements of our system, our platform, is that it is machine learning, that it is collecting data and it is learning things and providing insights that otherwise would be very difficult to find. Our platform, one of the differentiators of our platform is that it is a mobile-based platform. And so another differentiator is that it has an onboard processor. And so while not only are we capturing data, but we're also analyzing that data in real time at the edge. And that's something that I think is somewhat unique to our technology, because there's no question that there are any number of fixed sensors that provide information. But our data is being provided in real time from sensors that are traveling throughout a transit network, and then taking all of that data, fusing it together, and providing a bigger picture or a more full picture of what are the different factors that are influencing the speed and reliability of a network.
Is there is there a learning curve with transit agencies and with kind of getting that data and being able to realistically use it?
I wouldn't say there's a learning curve. I think there's a hunger. More than anything, I think these agencies are exceptionally committed when it comes to delivering quality service to the individuals that rely on that form of transportation. And the more information that we can provide, the more data we can provide, the more insight we can provide, they're very anxious to have access to. You know, the challenge really is being able to deploy these resources in a way that gives them a holistic view of the network. You know, while there's no question that providing this data for buses, for example, that are on bus routes gives them important information, there are any number of different factors that can influence what's happening on those bus routes that we don't necessarily have access to that data to. And so, you know, that's a challenge that we need to work with, that we need to figure out how we can ingest other publicly available information into our platform that provides that more holistic view of the network and of the factors that impact the speed and reliability of those buses.
Yeah. Anything specific that you've run into with some of your customers or with the, you know, within the public transit industry?
Yeah, I think one of the, I wouldn't say specific, but one of the things that I think we find is that where there is, where what, that while bus rapid transit lanes are valuable, that there are a number of vehicles that use those lanes that aren't authorized to use them. And that creates a real problem because it doesn't allow the agencies to get the value that they're really looking to get from those lanes. And while it may not seem like a big deal, if a car is parked even for a few minutes in a transit lane, it can delay the route by, you know, X percent more because of a bus having to then leave that lane to get around that vehicle and then go back into the lane. And so there really needs to be more, I think, consistent enforcement of those bus rapid transit lanes if we're able, if we're really going to get the full advantage of them that these agencies are looking to get.
Right. And looking, I kind of going back to benefits, I think a lot of people are familiar with AVs and that sort of thing. You know, what kind of benefits could automated technology realistically bring to public transit right now?
I think that you see that in some of the places where it's been deployed, particularly in New York, where, you know, some of the routes where the cameras have been deployed have seen as much as a 25 or 30% increase in speed and reliability of the route. Those are some pretty important and pretty important benchmarks for agencies to hit. I think when you think about an agency and you ask a rider what's most important to them, they're going to tell you it's the speed of the route and the reliability of the route. And so to the extent that we can enhance that speed and reliability with more consistent enforcement, I think the more satisfied riders will be. Riders will use the system. And ultimately, you know, the more successful an agency will be in delivering the services that they're looking to deliver to whichever municipality they're delivering their service to.
Right. And are there other benefits to automated you know, AI that I may have missed or that you
yeah,
could add?
I mean, I think the other benefit is the data. There will be a tremendous amount of data that will be provided that will help ensure as agencies are looking to deliver better service, what some of the other factors are non-enforcement related that could be impacting the service that they're able to deliver.
Right. And you know, I often ask this question, and I think it often comes up in conversation. You know, with technology, public transit's been a little slow to adapt and adopt technologies. You know, what are you seeing out there by the public transit industry? They seem to be taking on technology a lot faster than they used to in the past. Is that something you're seeing?
No question. I think there is a desire to implement new technologies into public transit as quickly as possible. And whether that is technology to collect fares, or whether that's technology for routing or CAT AVL, or whether it's technology for the actual bus. There's a tremendous amount of investment in new bus technologies that will come as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. Transit agencies have a historic, or I guess about a year ago, when the law passed, transit agencies were given a historic investment in capital funding opportunity through that law. And so I think that they're looking to take advantage of that opportunity. And whether it is hybrid buses or alternative fuel buses or electric buses or new on-bus technology, I think that the next decade will see a significant shift in the types of technologies that you'll see in public transit.
Yeah. And right now, when you're working with public transit, what is their reticence to implement kind of automated technologies?
Yeah, I don't think they're the ones that are reticent. I think that, you know, unfortunately, public transit or automated enforcement in many places requires changes in laws or changes in ordinances or changes in fine structures and fees. And so that adds a little bit of I'd say, time to the process of getting a program up and running. But I'm not sure there's any reticence at all. I think when you think about the communities that are disparately affected by vehicles that are maybe parked in transit lanes or parked at bus stops, preventing access to bus stops, there is a tremendous desire to use technology to help, fix those problems or those issues. But there's also the reality that in many places, laws need to be passed, ordinances need to be updated, and intergovernmental agreements need to be signed before those programs can get up and running. And so that's really a big focus.
Yeah, that's something I think a lot of people forget about, right? I mean, you wouldn't think about that, you know, you have to change a law to be able to, you know, do a better enforcement of your BRT lanes or whatever the situation may be.
I think that there are a number of jurisdictions where they think that the hard part of the fight is over just getting a BRT lane implemented.
Right.
But getting that lane then enforced is a whole new battle. And so we want to be able to help as much as we can. And one way we can do that is by providing data. A number of the pilot programs that we've been able to do are as much about providing real world data into the impacts that people parking in bus lanes or riding in bus lanes or parking at bus stops have on a system. And being able to provide that data is really important for an agency to be able to tell the story and to establish a need for an implementation of this type of a program.
Right. Well, great. Charles, I appreciate your time. I just have probably one more question, and it's kind of the long range question. You know, how do you feel AI will impact public transit maybe 5-10 years down the road? I mean, what do you kind of see, coming up for the technology?
I think that the possibilities are really limitless. The ability to use and bring this type of technology to transit agencies, I think, will be transformational as they are able to collect data that they've never had before, as they're able to enforce laws that have never been enforced before, and ultimately, as they're provided with insights into the operation of their system that previously were very difficult to get. And our goal is to be able to bring all of that together and at the end of the day, integrate that with their existing technology to provide a seamless but very effective way to enhance their transportation network.
Great. Good stuff, Charles. I appreciate the conversation.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was great to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for joining me.